Thank you, Matthew. And now back to the news. There have been some very varied tales in the evening news this week. The tallest bird in the UK has been seen in Norfolk. Rogue traders have been conning elderly homeowners out of thousands of pounds. Two vegetarian restaurants in Norwich have reached the finals of vegetarian and vegan awards competitions. A family from Tanzania has reflected on the triumphs and tragedies which have underlain their past 10 years in Norwich.
The tallest bird in the UK is the centre of a new wildlife video after making Norfolk their home more than 40 years ago. Wildlife documentary maker Liam Smith, who runs the Shot of Wildlife YouTube channel, captured several species of animals whilst out in the county's countryside, including the common crane. The bird stands at more than 4 feet tall and has a wingspan of almost 8 foot and are considered one of the tallest birds in the whole of Europe. The flock of cranes, filmed between Acle and Billockby, first came to Norfolk in 1978 from mainland Europe. Mr. Smith said the birds would spend the winter in the UK before flying back in the spring, but did not, and over the next years started to breed, marking the first successful nesting in the UK for more than 400 years. He said wildlife lovers can see more than 40 common cranes in Norfolk, with groups of the bird spreading into Cambridgeshire, Lincolnshire and Suffolk, and a small flock in Scotland. There has also been captive breeding programmes to reintroduce the birds to several counties. Mr. Smith also filmed Chinese water deer and short-eared owls.
Rogue traders, branded ruthless by police, have conned elderly homeowners out of thousands of pounds after offering repairs, in some cases to homes they had just damaged. Since January the 28th, police have received 4 reports of elderly people being targeted by a group of up to 3 men claiming to be from legitimate building companies. In one instance, impersonators stole more than £9,000 from an elderly person who believed they were paying for roof repairs, which never materialised. Following the callous incidents, police are warning people not to open their doors to cold callers and report any suspicious activity. On Tuesday, January the 28th, an elderly homeowner in the Vera Road area of Norwich was approached by a man going by the name of Tony, who claimed he was from a home improvement company. He told the victim he needed to repair the roof of his home, and to do so would require an upfront payment of more than £9,000. Superintendent Chris Harvey said the reports were examples of callous incidents where elderly people were being deliberately targeted by ruthless rogue traders. He said, "We are warning residents to be aware of opportunistic criminals offering roof repairs, particularly after the stormy weather that we have been experiencing."
2 Norwich restaurants have reached the finals of the Vegetarian and Vegan Awards 2020, adding to the city's reputation as one of the best places in the UK for meat-free meals. Wild Thyme in the city centre and River Green Cafe in Trowes have been named as 2 of the 11 finalists for the National Best Vegetarian Restaurant category. The awards, which are taking place for the first time this year, feature a further 2 Norwich nominees, with the Tipsy Vegan in St Benedict Street in the Best Bar category and Trio's Catering for Vegetarian and Vegan Friendly Caterer. The River Green Cafe, which first started in 2011 in the former Trowes Bakery, is run by Chris Avey, who is also the head chef, and he was delighted when he found out they were a finalist. Mr. Avey said, "We got an email out of the blue, and it was a pleasant surprise, as it is always nice when you are nominated by a customer." Over that time, he has seen a huge increase in the meat-free options available in restaurants, and in no place more so than in the city. Mr. Avey added, "When this place opened in 2011, there was only a handful of vegetarian places in Norwich, and now there is a dozen, and every other chain or independent offers at least one or two vegan options. Norwich is one of the best places in the UK to be a vegetarian or vegan, and there is a lot of creativity in the restaurant scene. The winners will be revealed on the Vegetarian and Vegan Awards Facebook page on Monday, February the 24th.
10 years after winning their fight to remain in the UK, a family has reflected on the triumphs and tragedies which have underlined their past decade in Norwich. In 2010, Dr. Scholastica, a single mother originally from Tanzania, was preparing to begin a PhD. Dr. Scholastica had lived in Norwich with her two sons for more than 9 years. Her youngest, Sev Mukaki, was just three when he moved to the country and said he had always considered himself more British than African. Dr. Scholastica's husband had died 2 years before, leaving her to raise their two teenage sons, aged 13 and 17, single-handedly. At night, she worked a cleaning job to support the family, and by day, she studied for her master's degree at UEA. Her oldest son, Gabriel Mukaki, had just been accepted to Guildford School of Acting, one of the UK's leading drama schools, and was looking forward to launching his acting career in the West End. But a couple of weeks after Dr. Scholastica's graduation, the family were told they were facing deportation due to a filing error on a student visa. If their appeal was unsuccessful, they would have had just 10 days to leave the country. She said, "Our life was here. We had already passed through so much and never asked for benefits. If we went back to Tanzania, my boys wouldn't be who they are today." On hearing the family's predicament, the local community successfully campaigned for their right to stay, lobbying Parliament and raising money for legal costs. A lot has changed for the family since their brush with deportation. Dr. Scholastica completed her PhD and is now a church leader and social worker, and helps refugees recovering from trauma.
Our third feature today takes us to meet an ice skating ghost. Here to tell us more is Matthew Tucker.